This audio poem is a production of PoetryFoundation.org.
Slow Dreams by Robert Wrigley. All my life I have been bothered by them, these glacial enactments and thickened plots, these head-dense molassical happenings, all plodding exposition or instant endless crisis. In my daughter's dreams, whole civilizations fall. Entire oeuvres jet from the pens of poets as they pass across her patient dream screen, from their mother's breasts to the corner of Westminster Abbey in an eye's rapid blink. Here comes the sun, announcing not what's next, but never is. I want to say, "Oh, mother, why that bloody knife in your hands?" Or you, naked stranger, what were you about to do? This morning, my daughter announces that my granddaughter, who does not exist, was last night elected president of a country where only women ride horses, and this after the war between the last two believers in God, when she stops and asks, "What of my dreams? What worlds have I seen? What miracles and vast historical tableau?" And as always, I sigh and dredge it forth, some paltry, not even anecdotal sliver, the way paper waves gusher off west and east from the archetypal mouth of scissors, the tome of unclench, the very continental drift of a single kiss beginning to end, my own utterly familiar hands approaching me, coming straight at my face, and filled with water that, no matter how long held, never completely spills. My thirst.